Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
301 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
It keeps you humble. It also keeps you, hungry to want to try and do that again, to give that experience not only to yourself and your teammates and the organization, but the fans, the city, and the fans that we have all across the country.
They're definitely not satisfied, even after last year's championship run and all that comes with it. Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta visiting with Bernstein and Goff earlier today. The Cubs are 19-19, third place in the National League Central entering tonight's action. Cubs hosting Cincinnati. Kyle Hendricks and Scott Feldman, the pitchers. Cubs just 2.5 games behind first place St. Louis. White Sox close out their series in Anaheim against the Angels. Sox have dropped the first two games. Miguel Gonzalez gets the ball for the Sox. After starting the season at 3-0, he's 0-3 over his last three starts with an ERA of nearly 7. Elsewhere, Houston beats Miami 3-0. Tampa Bay over Cleveland 7-4. In progress, bottom one, Mets lead the Diamondbacks 2-0. Dodgers on top of the Giants 2-0 in the first. NBA playoffs, Cleveland at Boston for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavs 8-0 in the playoffs this year, and LeBron James has six straight 30-point games. NHL playoffs, Pittsburgh at Ottawa for game three of the Eastern Conference Final. Series tied at a game apiece. Football, former Bears defensive lineman Will Sutton staying in the NFC North. He signs with Minnesota. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in downtown Wilmette. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season, only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
There's no panic, but there's also a lot of guys in there care about playing up to our capabilities. And that's one of the reasons I have so much trust in this group and a lot of confidence that we're going to get it straightened out. You don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be. I hope it's tonight.
The 2-2 with the runner going. Strike three called. It's all over. The Cubs win. Victory number 1,000 for Joe Maddon. And the Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds by a score of 9-5.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Time to talk some baseball with Zach Moser of Baseball Prospectus and BP Wrigleyville. He is on Twitter at Beers and Trumpets, and he is with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. What's happening, Zach?
How we going, guys?
We're good. Are the Cubs better or worse than their record right now?
They're better. They're definitely better. I think they're possibly better than they are last year. But it'd be hard-pressed to find people to agree with me right now.
Wow. Better than they are, even with the clear declines in defense and perhaps some regression to the mean?
Yeah, I think I think their hitters are better across the board. They replaced Soler with Schwarber. Hayward's going to come around a little bit. The infield's still maturing, and Wilson Contreras is going to have a whole year behind the plate. So I think the offense is definitely better. The defense is worse, and that's what we're going to talk about, and what I think might be a problem going forward. But overall, I think this team is probably about the same in terms of true talent as last year's club was.
With those defensive issues, we've talked a lot about Javi Baez the last couple of years and what he is not at the plate. But with those defensive issues, do you think that you can realistically look at ever moving him? Not ever, but in the next this year, especially with the fact that you're not picking up the ball at the same clip.
Yeah, I think with Zobrist hitting the way he has so far, and with his back issues, I think Baez is going to have a lot more opportunities to stay at second base and to play. Mostly every day. His defensive value is pretty much through the roof. So anything he has with the bat in terms of homers mostly, is going to be gravy. So I think Baez, will stay with the club at least, definitely through this year. They might, be looking for some creative solutions to pitching problems in the off season, and then they might have to reassess. But I think Javi's going to stay at second base for a while.
You say off season. I thought you were going to end that clause differently, look for solutions to pitching problems at the deadline.
Yeah, so they certainly will be looking for starting pitching solutions at the deadline. And they're going to have to part with Tapp or Jimenez or Dylan Cease down in single A. But I think that they're going to stand pat on the offensive side. I don't think they want to deal for major league strengths.
Are you cool with Schwarber continuing to lead off? Assuming that he gets back to some semblance of who everybody thinks he is, and you seem to be pretty clear about who you think he is. Is it too early to decry this as a failed experiment?
I don't think so. I think he is going to be a high OBP player. He's going to get on base at a good clip. He's going to provide you with that power. We saw him hit a long 460-foot homer last night, so it's still there. You see the same issues with Rizzo and with Russell and with Zobrist right now. The team's just not hitting the ball across the board. I don't think there's a better solution than Schwarber at the leadoff spot right now. So I think they're going to, again, stick with him, kind of ride out this rocky stretch.
We talked to Jake Arrieta last hour, and he's talked about his mechanics. Theo has talked about his mechanics. Something that we've discussed about him, even going back to his Baltimore days. Is it simply just the fact that he's not right in his mechanics?
Yeah, so about this time last year, people started speculating about how he was throwing the ball a little bit differently than he did in 2015 and 2014 when he had a great amount of success. A lot of folks have written about it just in the past week again, about him kind of falling more toward the third base side with both his front step, towards home plate, and with, subsequently his arm action. It's a lot more horizontal towards third base than it has been in the past. That's kind of, making him lose control of both his fastball and his slider. He's been not throwing a slider as much as he has in the past, which was his bread and butter pitch in that great season. So, yeah, I'm still on the, on the fence about whether or not he's going to actually be able to write those mechanics this year before he actually walks. But we'll see, I suppose.
In general, Zach, what has been the effect of the StatCast era on analysis when it's done at your level? We talk with a lot of numbers guys who looked at outcomes and results and started in a little bit with some of the pitch effects data and Brooks Baseball. But now that we've got the quantification of launch angle and exit velocity and spin rate and various other vectors, have we noticed yet the effect in general that it's having on baseball analysis?
I think it has had a pretty substantial effect on analysis. I think it's had more of an effect on players and coaching, actually. I think we're starting to see that with a lot more hitters trying to hit fly balls, people focusing on their launch angles and exit velocities and trying to generate some success there. In terms of analysis and writing about these things and taking these things apart, it's definitely offered us another way of looking at how hitters actually, you know, come into contact with the ball, the physics of baseball. That's always helpful. I don't think we should eschew the things that we've, built our house on in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are very important. We need to remember, it's possible that, StatCast is going to improve. There's going to be some pitfalls. You know, we need to be cognizant of what its limitations are. And I think there are some limitations, and some people are maybe getting away with it in terms of doing a little more with the data than they really can.
Why beers and trumpets?
I like beer and I play trumpet.
There it is.
There you go.
Zach Moser joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Chris Bryant, there's not a lot to say other than the fact that he's fantastic, but there's been some defensive issues, and you saw him in right last night, and of course he's played third for the majority of his career here as a Cub. We talked about it last year. Do you think there's going to be a time, or do you think it would benefit him if there was one position that he stuck to?
He is mentally one of the strongest players that I think most of us have been able to watch in recent history with the Cubs. He's just a great player in terms of adapting to how pitchers are coming at him, what his manager throws at him. I don't think it's a detriment to his defense, to be moved around a lot. I think he's the third best outfielder on the team behind Hayward and Almora. Mm-hmm. So the more time he gets in right and left, the better for, club defense. Since we've taken quite a hit with Fowler leaving and with Schwarber playing left field every day almost. So I would love to see him in right and left more.
See, I tend to agree with that. We forget how smooth he looks mm-hmm. out there, that we're used to seeing him at third. But if you can have somebody play a credible third base, I needed to see it to remind myself of it again. I mean, I knew it, and I can look at stats, but sometimes you say, oh, yeah, he really does glide around effortlessly out there.
Yeah, he might, not have the best instinct as an outfielder just because he hasn't been out there as much, but he's got the long legs, he's extremely fast, he's got good hands and a great arm, things that translate from third base to the outfield. So I think the more time we get him out there, the better, essentially.
What do you like what you've seen of Hap, or what do you not like so far? I know it's very, very early, but first blush.
The guy knows how to hit, that's for sure, and we've kind of known that for the 2 years since the Cubs drafted him. He was drafted in 2015. But, they drafted a college hitter in the mold of Schwarber and Bryant. He doesn't have the ceiling of those guys. He's not going to hit 30 homers. He might not hit, 280 even. But he's a solid all-around player, and that's what the Cubs really like about him. He's got a good floor, so he's going to provide, some safety net if Zobrist or Baez don't really pan out or get hurt. And that's very useful for the club right now.
As we let you go here, you and I share the same opinions on rompers and the fashion trend that is coming back.
Yeah.
I appreciate you for expressing that on Twitter the way you have as of late.
Yeah, no problem. I know it's very eloquent.
We'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you for jumping on with us, Zach.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Zach Moser from BP Wrigleyville. Right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Don't forget, we do have a $25 gift certificate from Aurelio's Pizza that we're going to give away at some point, and you got to be listening if you want to win that. I know it excited you when we mentioned it a couple hours ago.
I love Aurelio's.
And this segment is sponsored by Cabela's. Cabela's Memorial Day sale is going on now. Family events, amazing deals. Stop in and save this week at Cabela's in Hammond and Hoffman Estates.
So the Cubs picked on the fat kid last night. they bullied the fat kid last night, and that's what happened. Bronson Arroyo went out there with his
Arroyo-like
stuff.
He's fun.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely fun if you like home runs and hard-hit baseballs.
It's fun to watch just because
the leg kick?
He's odd.
He's throwing
65 miles an hour.
I'm a fan of the dude.
Yeah, it's like the occasional knuckleballer you see.
There's a white guy with cornrows at some point in his career.
Yep.
Like, come on, man.
Yep.
I enjoy watching the Bronson Arroyo thing, and if you're a Cub fan, you enjoyed watching the Bronson Arroyo thing last night. John Lackey being angry at everyone last night as well. So last night, it makes you feel better if you're a Cubs fan. Now, I heard some things today. by certain Cup fans are like, oh, they're back. And I'm like, all right, just let it rock. Let it rock. You don't have to ride it. You don't have to ride the roller coaster up and down.
No, just say that sort of after the fact. Maybe you look back and you say, oh, yeah, this is when they started
the
to
Brunson
play a little
Arroyo
bit better.
Game. Yeah, that's what tipped them off. Hey, listen, the weather was nice. You know, they got back home. The weather was nice. The ball was flying out of the park. That Ian Happ opposite field home run. You talk about it. He's a terrific hitter.
Touched that.
Dude, that's a Wrigley Field home run.
That's
if
on
I've
my
seen
list
one.
Of the most Wrigley, the Wrigleyest home run that ever Wrigleyed.
Okay.
Tell me if you remember this.
All right.
It was Corey Patterson against the Pirates. It is the bloopiest. I mean, it's like where nobody.
Because I thought it was just like, I thought he just dropped it in the outfield.
If anybody can find the windblown Corey Patterson home run, I'm almost certain it was against the Pirates. But it was immediately what I thought of. Because that.
Corey Patterson wind farm is the only thing that comes up here.
No, it's a wind farm. may have one now. Maybe he does. Maybe he's a wind farmer. I don't know.
But not with this administration.
But that would be. And I said, oh, no. And it's just like it was way up. And the shortstop pointed straight up.
This is a pop-up. Like, all right, somebody get that.
I think the pitcher did, too.
Let's go hit.
Yes. I was like, okay, there it is. And they were watching. And they were, like, walking under it. Walking. And then you're leaning against the wall. It's like, oh, that's a home run.
That scores.
I really hope somebody can find that. And I also, I don't know why I've been doing this. But
what's up?
You've got to hear this. Because you don't know enough about Ken the Animal Bannister and the man with the horrible facial scars.
Dude, the entire countertop moved when he mentioned it.
Because that's my guy.
You jumped up.
Listen, just listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this, okay? Listen. He went to he started at Trinidad State Junior College.
That's a tough start.
Then went to Indiana State and then ended up at St. Augustine's. He was drafted in the 7th round of the 1984 draft, 156th overall by the Knicks. Okay?
Okay.
You with me still?
I'm trying to be.
6'10", 235.
I'm looking at the young man right now.
Just don't do that. Played 2 years with the Knicks. Then this is his career, okay? All right. Yeah, he had issues. He had keloid problems.
Shep and Chris, put this guy
terrifying.
Put this guy in the Google images.
So, now listen. 84 started with the Knicks, all right?
You think you were frightening your children with Tony Snell's picture. Yeah. Look at this guy.
Just wait. Ready?
Okay.
All right. Long Island Knights, Staten Island Stallions, Hapoel Holon in Israel, Quad City Thunder, Mississippi Jets, Wichita Falls Texans, Jersey Shore Bucks, Rockford Lightning, Sky Point, Los Angeles Clippers, Miami Tropics, Albany Patroons, Halifax Wind Jammers, Taos Ceramica in Spain, Zaragoza in Spain, Joventut Badalona in Spain, Fuenlabrada in Spain, Atleticos de San Germán in Puerto Rico, Estudiantes de Olavarria in Argentina, Titanes de Morovis in Puerto Rico, Franca of Brazil, and finally finished in the year 2000 on Ipiranga Santa Catarina in Brazil.
Man was chasing a lot of basketball tracks.
That is a lot of careers.
Yeah, that's a man who does not want to jump into the working world at 6'9", 235 pounds.
Did not want to stop playing.
Dude.
Stop looking at pictures of Ken the Animal Bannister. It's bad for you.
This is, like, guys like this you kind of feel sorry for.
Yeah, it was bad. No, Kenny's right. Like, he would go get surgeries to remove these scar growths, and then they would come right back, like in a day.
That's not good. I mean, like, certain people's ears keloid up when they get them pierced, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
and some guys get a lot at the back of the base of their neck.
That's different. When you get the crunch bar on your neck, like, you see the brothers who go to the barbers who don't clean their clippers, and that gets in the back of your skin.
You know, I've seen that, but sometimes you get reaction to it, and that keloid's over because African-American men are more prone to keloid scarring.
Yeah, that's why.
I have it happen to my surgery scar a little bit.
I thank the Lord that I've never had the crunch bar on the back of the neck, because even if I feel the slightest little bit of tingling after a haircut.
Oh, you worry?
Oh, yeah, because you're supposed to get the alcohol dab, you know, all around your lining, and not that kind of dab, but you're supposed to get an alcohol dab all around your lining, and then I got tea tree oil at the crib, too. So, you know, if you feel a little tingly after the alcohol, that means there was something in those clippers or around those clippers. Because, I mean, you're lifting skin and pulling out hair. Like, that's, it's got to stay sanitary. You, every barber out there, you should get your ass beat if anybody comes back to you with keloid or the crunch bar, the Nestle's crunch bar on the back of their neck. You should be beaten about the face over and over and over again. Jason has spoken. So has the community. No, it's a problem out there, man. You know, you got old brothers walking around. You got a, you know, push their lining all the way up to the back of the hook of the head.
These are things that white people have no concept of.
I know. I'm trying to let y'all know.
I didn't know anything until I got involved in professional basketball and guys, like one guy would do other guys' hair.
The entire world is in sport clips.
No, we had a guy on our team that would cut guys' hair in the hotel. Like, he would bring clippers and all that. And he was
get paid.
He was good at it. And they would
ten a pop.
They'd line up outside. Either with the Howard Johnsons in Grand Rapids, and this guy's cutting heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there was if you could cut hair in college. Like, I remember freshman year, there was a couple of dudes who cut hair on the entire campus, and that's all you needed to know. And one guy was the guy you went to if the other guy was too busy, because the other guy, you know, he might give you a little something with your cut. You know, one stop shop, get yourself a CD, a DVD, a bag of weed. Maybe some Cheetos, you know, with some cheese in the bag, that kind of thing. It was good times in college. But, yeah, barbers, clean your materials, man. Don't have brothers running around here like Willie Lump Lump, you know, during the summer.
Willie Lump Lump. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Former White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen talks Chicago baseball with the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning at 7.
Especially in Boston when the ballpark is packed. You come up with that stupid language or that attitude and you got kids around. It's just sad. You know, this is 2017. People grow up.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Hanley. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Ducks and Preds took their war back to Smashville and Bridgestone Arena. Lived up to all the hype. As fierce and as intimidating a barn as you will find in that league. But still, the Ducks hung in. And despite being outplayed for two periods, they were still up a goal and in great position to shock the Preds in their own house and rip back the home ice. But then the Preds went with their not-in-our-house mentality. Because after having two goals waved off for goalie interference, they got an enormous break when Duck Chris Wagner went brain dead and took a really bad high sticking penalty. Wagner goes off, Smashville goes crazy when Roman Josi scores the game winner. I'm not going to put that all on Wagner, but the fact is, you can't make that mistake against that team in that building because they'll make you pay. And you just know that joint is going to be even louder for game four. I'm Jim Rome.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Do you like feeling naked, exposed, vulnerable? Then you must love your traditional insurance policies. When it comes to insurance coverage, you might be walking around naked right now without even realizing it. Kind of like that recurring dream where you're back in high school. X insurance policies are specifically designed to cover the list of things that are often excluded by homeowners, business, or professional liability policies. Things like backyard trampolines, sexual harassment claims, or moonlighting activities that could leave your personal assets exposed to frivolous lawsuits. Put an end to indecent exposure. Cover your exclusions and personal liabilities with X Insurance. Get a free policy quote at xinsurance.com. Purchase your policy online or call 800-488-5707 to talk to an underwriter. That's xinsurance.com or call 800-488-5707. X Insurance. Factor it in.
Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is on now. Right now is the perfect time to find your perfect mattress. Savings of up to $1,000 store-wide on brands like Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton and Rhodes, and more. And queen sets are starting as low as $179.99. And when you buy select Beautyrest mattress sets, you can complete your sleep with up to $300 that's good toward a pillow, a mattress frame, or a mattress protector. And check this. For a limited time, it's the best financing offer that they have offered. 0% APR for 6 years. All the more reason to check out the adjustable base.
That way you get the equivalent of an infinite number of mattresses because of the multiple permutations for whether you're watching a show or reading a book. Right now, you can save up to $400 on select adjustable bases and get up to 2 free pillows. I have an adjustable base, and I love it, and it makes a huge difference. And with this kind of financing offer, there is no reason to not check it out. So get in to the mattress firm near you and talk to a sleep professional. You'll be happy. You'll thank me. It's Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Welcome to Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. Right now, we're featuring two exceptional vehicles. The new Land Rover Discovery Sport and the new Range Rover Evoque. Both remarkable vehicles, now even more attractive, with special offers during our spectacular May sales event. Maybe you'll pick the Discovery Sport. Great choice. You'll love its effortless performance, versatility, and its aerodynamic British design. And it's available in 5+2 seating. Or choose the new stunning Range Rover Evoque. This baby is a real head-turner, loaded with innovations and Range Rover DNA. Built to go anywhere life takes you. Available in coupe, five-door, and are you ready? A convertible. The Land Rover Discovery Sport and the Range Rover Evoque. Pick your favorite during our spectacular May sales event at Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
On the next HBO World Championship Boxing, undefeated champion Terrence Crawford.
Terrence Crawford, a great fighter in his prime. He's a finisher. He likes to hurt the other guy.
Aims to continue his domination of the division.
Crawford brings the crowd out of their seats.
When he faces southpaw brawler Felix Diaz at the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden.
An unbelievable fight.
World Championship Boxing, Crawford versus Diaz. Live Saturday, May 20th, 10:15 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns Saturday, May 20th, live from the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden. Undefeated champion and pound-for-pound star Terrence Crawford takes on southpaw gold medalist Felix Diaz in a showdown for the World Junior Welterweight Championship. Crawford is determined to use his knockout power and ring dominance to continue his title reign, but faces one of his toughest tests yet in the crafty Diaz. Plus, Ray Beltran battles Jonathan Masello in a high-stakes lightweight division clash. Don't miss all the action Saturday, May 20th at 9:15 p.m. Central. Only on HBO.
Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood makes it really simple with our best price. What's that mean? Our best sellers. No gimmicks. Just our best price right up front. Drive a 2017 Kia Soul, now only $12,900. Right now, a new 2017 Kia Forte is just $10,900. Grossinger has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot during the Kia Summers on Us sales event. Choose no payments for 5 months, plus 0% financing for up to 66 months. And every new Kia we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation. Stop shopping. Get our best price right up front. Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerkia.com. That's grossingerkia.com.
Stock number A70291, number A70068, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. 90-day deferred payments, plus first 2 months on us, up to $1,000 total, with 1516 per thousand finance to well-qualified buyers, expires at month end.
Back at Wrigley Field, we're out in the bleachers.
Tomorrow, in the spirit of Harry Carey, the Scores Spiegel and Parkin Show will broadcast live from the left field bleachers at Wrigley from 9 a.m. to 12:45, leading up to the pregame of Cubs-Reds.
Danny, I can't believe we get to join the short list of people who've had the chance to broadcast from the bleachers.
And I promise to be sober until after the show.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show on a lovely, lovely day here in the city. Beautiful.
It really is.
Hey, listen, this is Bernsey. It is not only shirtless driving season, but I saw three of them today.
Three.
Who are these people that continue to put their kids on leashes? I saw three of them today. I had breakfast down there at Wildberry, and I'm just sitting out there, and I'm having my Southern Benedict with the biscuits and gravy and the poached egg.
Mm,
it was good.
Hollandaise or cheese?
Cheese.
Or okay.
The gravy. Yeah, cheese. No, it was just gravy. Just gravy. It was
Southern Benedict.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was really, really good stuff. And I'm sitting there, and I'm reading Twitter, I'm just hanging out or whatever, and all I hear is, "Come here, Dylan." And I see a kid
getting reeled in,
get the life yanked out of him. Like he's running and he's like, yank, like a doing, and he bounces back like a yo-yo. And I'm like, yo, this is kind of awesome. Should I throw this on my Instagram? Should I throw this on my Snapchat? Like, yeah, whatever.
Why do you have to say come here when you can just sort of tap the
brakes?
Well,
I guess he wasn't listening, so she yanked him. And
it's like a pinch collar, like a dog.
And then I get up and I turn the corner. Because I'm walking on to the Stetson side. I want to take a little walk the food off or whatever. And, dude, I see another mom with the teddy bear backpack. Like, I guess it makes it better if there's a teddy bear backpack but a leash on it. And the kid is just walking.
Did the kids walk up to each other and smell each other?
Right, just their hindquarters. Yeah. Who? And, listen, I'm sure we have some of these moms and dads out there. But what is the thought process behind putting your child on a leash and treating it like a pet?
I don't know. I understand what sometimes on Lincoln Avenue, there are a couple of these preschools.
And you're right, by the way, 6-3
on
Lincoln.
See,
you saw the leash?
No, no.
With the group of kids.
Yeah. I've seen
the
those where kids, it's like a stringer of walleye. Is what it looks like. It looks like you've had a really good morning.
They've got the neon pennies on.
Right, you've limited out on walleye, and they're all clipped there on the stringer, you know, lip hooked on there. See, I understand the stringer.
Right, you got 20 toddlers.
Yeah, the stringer of toddlers that you want to keep in line, and it's your job as a teacher. You've got liability insurance and all that stuff. But if it's your own child.
One-on-one, walking with a kid, like. And I know I'm going to get killed now, by the way. Like, oh, Goff, you don't want to always hold them or walk with them. No, you kind of, hey, listen, you stop putting your kids on leashes.
The 630 says, as a former leash kid, I used to love my leash. Well, you learn to love your captors.
And he's texting from jail right now. Right, exactly. Like, dude.
He's at his therapist.
Hey, I know that my child is just 5 months old. There is no way in hell my kid will ever be on a leash. I can't throw my kid on a leash. It's not a pet. It's a human.
I didn't even like the baby Bjorn all that much. I didn't. You know,
yeah, we've had conversations about that.
It felt odd to have Watto start the reactor, and it always
ran into him in Phoenix.
Yes, we saw him.
Yes, we did.
Scoreboard update.
3:31 for the Chicago Wolves update studio.
I think it's probably a byproduct of just not being. Enough in the bottom part of the strike zone to induce contact on the ground. And really that's my goal pretty much every time I go out there is to execute pitches down the strike zone, regardless of whether they're in or out.
A detailed explanation from Jake Arrieta regarding his rough start to the season. He's got a 5+ ERA over his first 8 outings this year.
Sometimes when I break my hands, I kind of go too far behind my body, and what that will do, wherever my right arm's going to go, my left arm's going to go. So basically, I was going too far behind my body, which is turning my left shoulder and changing my line basically directly at a right-handed hitter. And then I was having to overcompensate, rotate laterally to try and get back online.
Arrieta visiting with Bernstein and Goff earlier today. The Cubs host Cincinnati tonight. Kyle Hendricks and ex-Cubs Scott Feldman, the pitchers. Feldman involved in one of the best trades in Cub history. He was sent to Baltimore in the deal that brought Arrieta to the Cubs. In Anaheim, it's the finale of the White Sox series with the Angels. Sox trying to avoid a sweep. Miguel Gonzalez and Matt Shoemaker, the starters. Elsewhere, Houston beats Miami 3-0. Tampa Bay over Cleveland 7-4. Dodgers lead the Giants 3-0 in the third. Bottom bottom two, it's the Mets 2, Diamondbacks 1. NBA playoffs, Cleveland at Boston for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. NHL playoffs, Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final. Pittsburgh at Ottawa, that series even at 1-1. Football, former Bears defensive lineman Will Sutton signs with the Vikings. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. And they do more for your money. Stocks suffer. Worst day of the year. The Dow fell 372 points. NASDAQ dropped 158 points. S&P 500 down 43. Did you have one of those mornings where it feels like you've already had a morning before morning even starts? You need a breakfast crunch wrap from Taco Bell. Eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown all wrapped up. If you've had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube, featuring Pennzoil Motor Oil. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience. For a high-quality oil change, headlight replacement, or manufacturer-recommended service, stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com.
I've angered the leash people, Dan. I've angered the... I didn't even know there were leash people.
Predictable thing that's happened on the show
today.
Yeah,
but I didn't know that was going to happen. This is from the 847. You never tied your leash kid to the back of a station wagon like in the movie Vacation, no? This is from the 773. I was a, quote, I'll never put my kid on a leash guy, and then I gave birth to a runner. Aren't all babies runners, though? Aren't all babies like scurriers, like trying to get away from mommy and daddy, or like, you know, rambunctious, mischievous kind of kids? I mean, yeah. There's no like toddler that's like sitting back, you know, with his, you know, with his wire rimmed glasses, sipping a cup of coffee, like, hey guys, I think I pooped myself. So can you guys change this when you get a chance? Like, there's no kid that does everything that you want them to do, but this kid got the soul snatched out of him on a leash today during breakfast. And they were tourists, so maybe that has something to do with it. But then I turned the corner, and a mom with, you know, a really nice stroller is out there walking her kid. You're walking your kid.
It's weird.
It is.
I never thought it would be a thing, but the whole kid on a leash. Maybe people feel safer that the kid is in a big city. Maybe if somebody's visiting the big city.
Why don't you walk with the kid?
That they're fearful the kids. Hold the kid's hand.
Simple.
That's all I ever did.
Like, I knew.
Cross the street. Hold my hand.
I knew there was consequences and repercussions if in the streets or in public that I did something that my mother did not want me to do. Like, we had the car talks, all that. Like, when we get in this store, you will be by my side, young
don't
man.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah, right. Don't touch anything you can't afford. Like, Mom, I can't afford anything. Aha. Flying the soup. Aha. Right. So, yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying I was the best kid. Of course, I got in some trouble. My sister got in some trouble. We were kids. But I never had to have a leash on me. I knew that if I got out of my mom's eyesight, there would be hell to pay. So you might as well run away. Like, you might, if you can't see Mom, you might as well keep going.
The only mirror incident we ever had was in O'Hare Airport when we were leaving for New Orleans, and my 70-year-old son, I saw him running onto a different jet bridge.
Oh, wow.
That would have been a thing.
That's
right?
Terrifying.
Well, yep. I'm like, what are you doing? That's not our plane.
My parents left me.
Get off that plane.
All of a sudden, it's Jason Bernstein and was it Air Force One or Con Air or whatever. Dude, my parents left me in Philadelphia. I've told this story before. We stopped, I believe, for gas or something like that. And
it's like Little Miss Sunshine. Where's Olive?
Right. Yeah. And I wandered into, this is where I bought my Derek Coleman New Jersey Nets jersey because that was my favorite player at the time. I wandered into like a little shop that was next to wherever we were at. And I get the jersey. I'm like, yo, I got a 44 Nets Coleman jersey. It was one of those cheap joints too, mm-hmm. like the iron on ones.
Yeah.
I'm like, check it out. I got it. I come outside. Nobody's there. And I'm like, yo, are they playing a game with me? What happens here? I guess they took one, you know, got off for one exit. Turned around like, oh, Jay ain't in the car. And my sister, they pull up. My sister is bawling, like crying her eyes out
because
she thought they were leaving me on purpose.
That's it. Now we got it.
All right, we got the good one now. we worked everything out. We got the good one with the second kid. We'll leave this one.
Have you seen Lion yet?
I keep I keep skipping it, man.
That you've got to see it.
I'm sorry.
You've been right
this Oscar season in terms of the movies that you liked and the ones you didn't. Like the bank robbery one with Hell or High Water. That was awesome. You were dead on with that. And I stopped 15 minutes into the sad one that you didn't want me to watch.
Manchester by the Sea.
Yes. Yeah, you and
Sad
Anthony
People
Aaron.
Near Water. Yes.
That's the name of the sequel.
You didn't even get to the scene, right? No, I got ten minutes in, I was like, I'm good. That destroys you. So if I got Lion
and I got Manchester, which one do I go?
Oh, Lion's great.
Okay,
Lion's great. You should definitely see.
So
that.
A kid gets left in Philadelphia in Lion?
No, you know it's a true story.
No.
A five-year-old young poor Indian boy goes with his older brother who works nights as a laborer, and he tags along at age five. He ends up falling asleep at a train station. The brother is gone. The kid ends up on a train, ends up 900 miles away in Bengal, a language he doesn't even speak. And it's his trials and travails of going through, of being found. It was a true story, not based on a true story. Okay. It's literally a true story where at the end of the movie, they show you all the real people next to the actors who played them, and they show everything because it was a book.
Okay.
And he ends up adopted by a family in Australia, a well-to-do family in Australia, but has this incredible personal crisis of having vague memories of where he thinks he came from and tries to use technology to track down his original hometown and his family from half a world away.
Right.
It's an unbelievable story.
Maybe I'll check it out during the day game.
The guy on Twitter, like the actual guy.
I was going to say, Dev Patel? You and Dev Patel hooking up?
No, the actual...
That's the name of the actor, right? Dev Patel?
Right.
Dev Patel?
Yes, the same guy as Slumdog.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that it's always the case. It's sort of like in Spotlight, where you see the actors have millions of Twitter followers, and the journalists that they're portraying have like 1,100 followers.
That's the actual person!
That's actually Mike Resendez!
Right.
It's not Mark Ruffalo. That's the real historic figure.
And it's
the same thing. You know, Dev Patel. Tell whatever.
He's got like 67 followers.
Right, then you actually find Saru Brierley, and he's got 412 followers. Right?
He's tweeting about the Bears.
Go Bears! He's holding a fish.
like an Indian bag.
He's got a Blackhawks winter hat on.
Now I'm thinking of Indian Dale.
I'm lost. I don't know how to find my way home.
He's got a curry belt instead of a mustard belt.
Who needs some turmeric? Actually, an ingredient in both.
Yes.
Turmeric could be a shared ingredient in both mustard and some curries, huh?
This is what happens when we talk about kid leashes and leaving me in Philadelphia.
I got cardamom. I got turmeric. It's all in the belt.
He's betting on highlight.
I got garam masala for all who needs it. Rogan Yosh.
You're an idiot.
Adam in Muscatine, Iowa is on the score. Hi, Adam.
Hey guys, what's going on? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Jason, man, you're the best thing that's ever happened to the show. I love it, man.
Oh, Adam, come on, man, don't put that kind of pressure on me. Thank you for listening, though. What do you got for us?
I know how Dan is with callers and everything. I'm calling from Iowa, so I'm automatically an idiot.
It's a tough start, Adam.
Just for picking up the phone, you're an idiot.
Not a particularly good way to start.
Right, I gotcha. So, hey, I just got a question for you. I know, the Cubs are on a united front right now, and they're, we're all fine, everything's fine, mm-hmm. It's early, all that, But, obviously, starting pitching is a problem. They're not going to let us know that they're looking at starting pitching or anything. You think that bringing up Candelario and Hap, do you think that maybe they're showcasing them for a possible trade closer to the deadline? Or do you think this is just all because people were hurt?
Adam, the idea of quote-unquote showcasing doesn't mean what it used to mean because of the availability of video and the fact that there's no secrets anymore.
It's a small baseball world.
You don't really have to showcase people. Sure, you want to see them hit major league pitching, but it doesn't mean what it used to be. Like, ooh, they're unveiling this guy. Anybody who had been interested, those scouts have been at every every single one of their games wherever they've been, and they have been fully vetted and fully scouted. There are some things you want to fill in. Yeah, it might raise a couple eyebrows. A guy, you know, hits us, it takes a star pitcher right. deep here and there, but I wouldn't ascribe any other ulterior motive to it by the fact that they're up, meaning that they're advertising them for a trade.
Yeah, well, I mean, so you don't believe in showcasing anymore because everybody knows everything about everybody else, but sometimes when you see, you know, you
it get just a, show you get your look, confidence yeah. in a player.
Or you get a look at a guy a couple of weeks in and you go, man, this Anthony Rizzo is not doing too well here in San Diego. And then you trade for him again because you believe in him.
Yeah, but they would have traded for him no matter
that's,
what.
That's what I'm saying, because they believed it. But they believed guy. In him. Right. Look at Andrew Benintendi. When he came up yep. in the beginning, yep. you know, it's like, all right, what's going on here?
And Moncada.
Then Yoan Moncada as well. So you know, sometimes that showcase can backfire on you, even though you know what that player is going to be. You don't get a long enough look.
This segment has been brought to you by Global Granite and Marble. Time for new countertops. Let the experienced sales and design staff at Global Granite and Marble in Niles help you find the perfect stone for your project. Visit their website at globalgranite.com.
This is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And also, our live video stream is on watch670thescore.com, and it is brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original, buy local from American Needle.
There was an admission by a superstar player's wife that might have some people in some trouble. We will get to that on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Reinvent your home. Open your eyes to new possibilities and your mind to smarter ways of doing things. You'll find them at the Home Depot, where the next generation of home improvement makes its home. New products, new tools, and new technology that take home improvement into the 21st century. About the only thing we haven't reinvented is helping you do more for less. That's the same as it's always been. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Get to JCPenney and celebrate savings at our Memorial Day sale. Save up to 35% with major appliance hot deals on your favorite brands like GE, Samsung, and LG. Plus, 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. GE, GE, Profile, GE, Cafe, and Hire, limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 5/17 to 6/7. Subject to credit approval. Must request a time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that's what Amy Kite's team did for Vasil, trying to flip a home in McHenry. He wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving, and after calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which was way above the list price. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Golfers Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. CDL Class A drivers, ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join the Burr Ridge team at Saia LTL Freight. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And their average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SAIACorp.com. Click on careers.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Scott Muller here.
Welcome to Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. Right now, we're featuring two exceptional vehicles, the new Land Rover Discovery Sport and the new Range Rover Evoque. Both remarkable vehicles, now even more attractive, with special offers during our spectacular May sales event. Maybe you'll pick the Discovery Sport. Great choice. You'll love its effortless performance, versatility, and its aerodynamic British design. And it's available in 5+2 seating. Or choose the new stunning Range Rover Evoque. This baby is a real head-turner, loaded with innovations and Range Rover DNA. Built to go anywhere life takes you. Available in coupe, five-door, and are you ready? A convertible, the Land Rover Discovery Sport, and the Range Rover Evoque. Pick your favorite during our spectacular May sales event at Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Hello, of Cubs Radio. Trust me when I say I sleep on one. In fact, I have more than one. If you haven't ordered your MyPillow yet, now is the time to experience the world's most comfortable pillow. And I'm not just saying that either. I'm a believer. Here's the deal. MyPillow stays cool all night long and holds its shape. Its patented interlocking fill adjusts to your...
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Toss to White. Win the Super Bowl. Brady has his fifth. What a comeback.
Yeah, especially for a guy who's had multiple concussions. Oh, yep. Cat's out of the bag there, including one this year that never made it to an injury report. So for people who love to find reasons to hate the evil empire, the Death Star that is the New England Patriots, Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, was on CBS this morning with Charlie Rose and had this to say about what he deals with.
Your husband said the other day that you wanted him to retire. He said that, not me.
You know, the thing is,
And he was going to play as long as he felt as good as he does now. Yes. Are you trying to get him to retire?
You know, I just have to say, as a wife, I'm a little bit, you know, it's, as you know, it's not the most like, let's say, an aggressive sport, right? Football, like he had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much. I mean, we don't talk about, but he does have concussions. And he's, I don't really think it's a healthy thing for your body to go through like a, you know, to that kind of aggression, like all the time, and that could not be healthy for you, right? And then I'm planning on having him be healthy and do a lot of fun things when we're like 100, I hope.
So he's got plenty of concussions that they don't talk about, which, I mean, is the football life.
But the fact is, he was never, ever any kind of head injury listed for Tom Brady. The NFL question.
He probably had to go through a protocol that would have bad quarterback starting for the New England Patriots and not him. You know, when we talk about ankle injuries or hip injuries or shoulder and all that other stuff, it's probably his head. Yeah, he did.
And you wonder how many there have been. If she says concussions... And Bill Belichick, nobody told me. I don't know anything about it. Talk to the trainer.
You know, for a team that stays on message as well as they do, they have a lot of outside stuff, whether it be, like Julian Edelman always getting caught, you know, or photographed in some chick's bed after, you know, the Super Bowl, or you know, some of the other stuff that they've had to go through and they've put themselves through. They got something going on all the time for a team that's as buttoned down as they are. Like we don't mention this much about the Saints or about, you know,
because they're polarizing. It's because they're great, and it's because a lot of people dislike them.
But is the dislike coming out by Gisele Bündchen being asked a question or just volunteering that information? You know what I'm saying? Like they have a lot of stuff going on always. It's not just by the poking and prodding media.
It's just Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like they always have stuff happening. Yeah, Deflategate and all that other stuff where they became the heroes because people hate Roger Goodell more than they hate the Patriots. But they've always, it seems like they've always got something brewing, you know, as opposed to, I don't know, when Peyton Manning was doing his thing with the Colts. You weren't always talking about the Colts. They were a terrific team.
Yeah, people weren't obsessed with Drew Brees.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. It's like they always got something going on. Tom Brady, I mean, yeah, of course he's had concussions. I mean, this is a dude who headbutts his offensive lineman in celebrations for touchdowns.
Ask Jim McMahon how he feels about that now, after the fact.
Well, you probably have to tell him to put his shoes on first.
Now that he's suffering from dementia.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the life you sign up for. You just hope that your family members aren't out talking about it, because then you're going to have to answer questions that you don't want to answer as soon as camp rolls around. Like, somebody's going to ask this. Like,
and you know, I know exactly, if I were managing the situation and paid to do it, what you have him say, it's like, yeah, he said, well, it was never clinically diagnosed as a concussion. He said, obviously.
My wife's not a doctor.
Right, we're football players. We hit our heads a lot. And it had something been diagnosed, and had I been that concerned, I would have raised it with the issue with team doctors, et cetera. But it really wasn't like that. And I understand she's just looking out for me, and she cares, and that's the word that she used. But it was never clinically diagnosed as a concussion.
And then you hold up your 5 Super Bowl rings.
I'm just saying that
everyone starts to cheer.
That's how you turn the temperature down on something like that. This segment has been brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. Beautiful Arlington International Racecourse turns 90 this year. And the big 90th birthday party this Friday features 90-cent specials and birthday fun. Visit arlingtonpark.com to plan your day.
All right. When the show started, we started talking about LeVar Ball and his comments on the Colin Cowherd show.
And his treatment of Christine Leahy.
Yes. And there is some tape or an interview or actually a segment where Colin Cowherd and Christine Leahy were talking that LeVar Ball may have been referencing in terms of him being scared of her because he knows that, you know, this is what I'm seeing happening on Twitter right now involving this interview. A lot of people are slamming LeVar Ball, rightfully so, for his treatment, him not looking at her. A lot of people are saying that she is placed behind him in the studio construction. So, you know, he wasn't looking behind her. You can still turn around and look at the lady if you're addressing her. So I think that's a little bit of BS as well. I think he's going to have to craft an apology. I also think he just needs some media training if he's going to be out here doing this as much as he's doing it as well. Like, invest in yourself if this is what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, there's
a
way to do it, right?
Yeah, but
there can still be you, but you might want to smooth the edges a little bit.
There's also the conversation of him understanding the optics of if he goes at this young lady the way that, you know, because he says in the clip, I'm scared of you. Because I think there's a certain part in there where he understands it's a no-win situation. Right. So I'm only talking to you, Colin, because
I don't look over there because she scares me. Well, I'm thinking of Saul right now.
I'm just trying.
Leave me alone.
Okay, so there's a history.
Right, and we've got the tape that we'll play for you. We'll play the stuff that we heard earlier today, and then people are bringing up why LeVar Ball reacted the way he did. Because immediately during the transition, I was like, this sounds like there's something else here.
Yeah, you picked up on that.
Yeah, there sounds like there's something else there, and we'll bring that to you on the other side of an update. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. You're listening to 670 Score.
Golfers, don't miss the Scorecard. 2 hours of golf talk with Ed Sherman and Steve Oaken every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. Presented by Geneva National Resort and the BMW Championship. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series. Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Chevrolet in Glendale Heights is taking it to another level during their anniversary sales event. Over 350 new Chevys marked with never-seen-before incentives, like every, and I mean every, new 2017 Chevy Malibu LT, 20% off MSRP. Those are huge savings. By the way, I rode shotgun the other day in one of those Chevy Malibu LTs, 2017. It's like a cockpit, and you got the touchscreen on the console. It's super, super cool, so check those out when you get a chance. Or all the 2017 Silverados that are out there as well. You can get an additional $3,000 in savings on top of all the other discounts. It's over $7,000 in savings available for you. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights is the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
As usual.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio.